Welcome, everybody, to Chicken Sex and Degrees, where we talk about life's lessons, its pleasures, and its achievements. I am Makita.
I'm Monica. It's almost the end
Cook
of the
from the
year.
West Coast.
I know from reporting live from the West Coast, I've been here for almost 3 weeks, besides my little quick intermission to Atlanta. Other than that, I've been here going strong, y'all.
It been 3 weeks? No.
I think this is the third week. This is going into the third week. I came here on the 15th.
Damn,
Has it? I think it's been, maybe it's
yeah.
been
It's
two.
yeah, today's
Well,
the
it's been maybe
24th.
20. Yeah, maybe it's been 2 weeks. I've been here, but I've been away from Baltimore for 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, so I get back next week and I'm very, very excited. But yes, I'm definitely reporting live from Portland, Oregon. You know what I mean?
Live
Out
from the
from the fucking trap of my mother's bed. My mother's bed, okay? That's where I'm reporting live from. I had to go sneak into a room because my niece and nephew are over here. And I tell my mom not to bring them damn kids back today. She don't listen to me. She
But
don't
you
listen
wanted to
at
see
all.
them low key, so.
I seen them yesterday at the birthday party, and then I seen them last week. I had them last weekend. I was like, man, these damn kids. But I'm fine if they're here, just as long as they can't sleep where I sleep at, because they be sleeping too wild, and I don't got time for it
Oh yeah, no. Oh, they
for
stay in
anything.
there. I thought they was just there for like a.
Yes, like they don't. They stay here all the time. Like they do not leave.
That's the
They
beauty of having
literally be like,
grandparents close.
not really, because like my mom is not like. She's just old as
She
hell,
not
so
their
it's like
grandma.
she really shouldn't. She is, but she's old, so I feel like she really shouldn't. Like she's just she be falling asleep on them and stuff. Like they be shaking her, like wake up, Grammy. Like she's just
Not
like
funny, but
not.
it's
She needs a babysitter herself. Okay, she like the other day she fell asleep with a cigarette in her hand, and then
Oh, God.
put a hole through the comforter because she fell asleep with it in her hand. I was just like, Lord Jesus, you need a babysitter yourself. So but
For
it's my
real.
last week here, so I'm going strong. It's been pretty good though. I think yesterday was my niece's birthday party, and we went down to her birthday. My brother came into town, and then my mom's twin sister already lives here, so it was just all of us at the birthday party with my sister. And yeah, it's been a they ain't you know ain't nobody got on my nerves yet.
That's a blessing,
It
because
is. Because it happens fast. And when it happens fast, baby, it is fast and the furious. When you be like, you know what? Send me back to motherfucking Baltimore. Like,
well, next thing smoking.
listen, get me out of here. Child, how was your weekend?
It was cool. What'd I do? Oh, I didn't really do too much. We went out to dinner on Friday night with some friends, and we brought our baby with us. So she's the outside baby now, officially. And then I just been chilling, and doing like washing clothes, cleaning, all that domestic stuff again, because I was out all last weekend and I needed a break between that and just the week. I've been chilling.
That's good. I've been fighting this damn cold over here, though. I
You
was like,
always got something.
I know, like, I feel like my niece, like, kids are just germ buckets. So my niece was over here last week, and she was just coughing and, sneezing everywhere. I got her some medicine, and I tried to get her to take it, but like that didn't work out really well. So then I tried to put it in a Pedialyte, and she still didn't take it. So I don't know, child. But today she seemed like she's back to normal. But I had to go to Atlanta last week, and I was just down there just coughing and hacking, and oh Lord, I was coughing everywhere. I did have my mask on though,
But that's
and
good.
I'm just a fan of like if I gotta blow my nose, I'm blowing my nose. Like I'm not one of the people who like suck the snot up, like.
That's kind of
No.
nasty. I am one of those people, when the time comes forward, but I hate that sound of other people doing it.
Yeah, I
Ooh.
can't do it. I gotta blow it. I don't like suck because I feel like the purpose is to get all of that shit out your body. So I try to blow. So I was just in there blowing my nose. I had to keep getting. It was a conference I was at Clark Atlanta. And first of all, I did not know Clark Atlanta, Morehouse, and Spelman were literally on the same fucking campus. Like my mind was blown. I knew Spelman and Morehouse was close to each other, but I remember somebody being like, oh, they're just like down the street. Like, nah, nigga. They really
They right
like,
there.
they literally, like, literally, I came out of Clark Atlanta's door, walked over to the field. There was this boy walking, and I was like, hey, I was like, can you tell me how to get to Morehouse? And he thought I was joking. And I was just like, what the fuck is so funny? Like, I was like, what is funny? Like, and he was just like, you're on Morehouse's campus. And I was like, what? Like, swear to God. And he was like, yeah. Like, he was
He's
like, you
probably like
hear
this
me?
old ass
I
lady.
know. He probably was like, this motherfucking lady, like, who's, and he was a cool little young dude. He had his nose pierced and stuff. I was like, okay. So, needless to say, that's how I got them close to this. Cause literally all I did was literally just step across the lawn and we was right there in Morehouse Colleges. But they're really nice colleges. Like, everything was just pretty and, you know, very great. Very like the lawn was great. They didn't let us walk through Spelman, which I was kind of sad because I did want to go through Spelman. But yeah, it was very nice. And you know, my mentee wanted to go. She always says she's going to Clark Atlanta, but then she switches all the time. So I was trying to send her like videos of just like the campus and different stuff like that. But honey, I did not know they was fucking basically the same damn school. They call them the AUC or some shit.
Yeah, Atlanta University Center. Is there water damage at Clark?
So they said they had, yeah, they had the flooding in some of the residential places, but I think where we were, if we weren't there. Like I think that was on kind of on the other side of the campus. I'm not
Okay.
sure like whatever became of that, but when we had our event, we did ask them like, hey, is this event still happening? Because we see on social media it's gonna be flooding. And they was just like, yeah, that's way on the other side of the campus. So they still had the little conference and it was good. It was like a lot of students came out. And we just was kind of talking to them about being like just being in marketing in general, but also like the work we do at Postal Service. I think a lot of times people do not realize that Postal Service is actually like a whole fucking like enterprise in a way. Like we have every department any other company would have. I think just people think that Postal Service is just mail carriers,
Which is
just the
crazy
mail.
because, like, how would that even work if, you
Yeah,
know?
but I have to be honest, like when I first started, I was the same way. I did not know Postal Service was even like anything. When I found out they had a marketing department, I was like, what? And then it was just like, damn, they got an IT department, they got a supply man, they got everything. Like, so we were talking to a lot of the students and they just was kind of like, what? We didn't know that. What? Because we have certain scholarships. I mean, not scholarships, internships and programs we have for young students. So we like started to partner with ANA and ANF, which is people, which is just like a marketing organization. And we're going to start attending more of their events, just trying to get people to realize like postal is actual, you know, business for sure, for sure. But overall, I mean, it was a good event.
Now, is this something that's a part of your job or is this an extra like curricular because you care about Black people?
Oh
Like,
no, it's a part of my job. Yeah, let me
okay.
tell you, baby, I wouldn't be traveling nowhere to go to no goddamn marketing conference. It was not paid for. So yeah, this is a
Well,
part of my
no, I mean
job.
like your role or like, you know what I'm saying? Like you
Yeah,
have
yeah,
things
yeah,
that.
yeah, yeah. This is postal. So we actually signed a contract with the organization. So one of my coworkers was actually on the panel. They had like a young alumni panel, and he was actually on the panel speaking to the people because he's like a Black male, you know, doing marketing, and it's not a lot of Black males in marketing. So he was down there just like, you know, answering the just helping and stuff. And we had like a luncheon where they gave up set us at a table and students can come by and just kind of talk to us about things. They had Slutty Vegan. I was like, okay. And it was just cool. Like it was nice. It was like sometimes like I travel a lot and some of those work that I do, I don't really be like, oh my God. But every so often I was like, this is like a cool event because it's nice to see like, you know, the future and to
Yeah, the
actually
young
do work.
people.
Yeah, and actually do work that encounter like that matters in a way. I mean, all the work matters, but it's actually like, you know, pouring into like the
Meaningful.
next generation, yeah, next generation who's coming up. And the only interesting thing is that we had talked to the student and he has said something. He was like, you know, he's like, when I go to these, he's like, I went to a college fair last or a career fair last year and I met with this company. I think he said it was like Toyota or some shit. He was like, you know, when I met them, they were so great at the college fair. They was like, oh, the job is this, the energy and everybody, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, so when I started, he's like, you know, he was like, nothing was like they said, basically. He was like, everything. He was like, yo, he's like, I walked in and nobody spoke to each other. He's like, literally, like everybody would just walk in and just go do what they do. Nobody talked, nobody said anything. And he was like, so I was just sitting there confused, like, wait, y'all told me the energy was this and the culture was this and da 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 da. I said, baby, I said, welcome to adulthood, okay? Welcome to the art of dream selling. Welcome to the motherfucking
The
art of
finesse.
buying, the finesse of buying dreams, okay? Like, welcome. And he just started laughing, and I was like, you're gonna get a lot of that. You're gonna get a lot of what I bought, what I asked for versus what I got. Like, be prepared, because it's real out
That's cute. That's cute.
so overall, it was a cute little event. And it was real, like, quick in and out. And then brought my ass back to Portland, and I've been on the couch ever since. But it was cute though. I did enjoy kind of being out there and frolicking with the students and getting to see the campus too. I've been to Atlanta 17,000 times, and I've never even fucking seen the
That's
campus.
crazy because, especially since you were like going to college not too far from here, like I would have assumed that you would have like, I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
never even, and you know what, like, and I always, and I feel like I was telling somebody down there is that I do wish that when I was going to college, I wish that I had somebody who would have told me about like a lot of different colleges. Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just wish I would have had somebody who would have kind of walked me hand in hand about colleges, because I didn't really know anything. And I had guidance counselors, but nobody really showed me like all the possibilities and all the schools. I did not know what an HBCU was until I went to a fair. Literally, my friend one day was just like, come to the ceremony my mom wants me to go to. And I was just kind of like, why? Like, I'm about to go to Seattle University. Like, for what? She was like, just come. Like, just come. And I was like, okay. So I went, and that's where I met the dude that from the people from Alabama State. That's where I got the scholarship, like, all just from going to that college. But I wish I just would have had somebody who could have provided me more guidance on colleges and shit, because I'm like, I don't think I would have went to Alabama State.
Because you didn't even really, I mean, you chose, but it was just like, obviously, you're not going to turn down no money. You know
Right.
what I'm saying? But
But I didn't try nowhere else for real, for real. Like, it was like I was already going to a school in Washington, and I didn't try because it's like I didn't know about no damn Howard. I didn't know about like the significance of an HBCU. I didn't know any of that shit. So now with my own mentee, I'm trying to just, obviously she's growing up in a black culture. I grew up in Washington. There wasn't a black culture. So she knows about, you know what I mean, HBCUs and all of this shit. So it's a little bit easier for her, and she already knows she doesn't want to go to school anywhere in the DMV. So I do next year, I want to like set up a maybe during her spring break, see if I can do like a college tour or some shit down there with like Spelman and Clark Atlanta, so she could see, because I mean, from Baltimore to Atlanta, that's like an hour flight. That cheap, that flight ain't nothing but like 100 and some change. So I gotta at least afford that. But yeah, I just want her to be able to see like different options, you know? Like, I don't know. I guess it's neither here nor there, because I'm fucking 17,000 years removed from college.
Man, I be thinking about that all the time. I'm like, is there still a gap you think, like for people like a young black woman in Washington State, do you think she still might not be aware?
I think that now with social media, I think people have more exposure to it, but I highly doubt that like they know. You know what I mean? I think they might see what they see on HBC on like Instagram and shit like that, but I don't think they really know for real, for real, unless they have somebody who's in their corner who's showing them and teaching them and guiding them and just providing additional information to them. Because I literally was just saying to my friend today, because you know I'm in Portland, Oregon, like I had one on Meetup, and I was like, oh, let me look and see if there's any meetup activities out here for black people. Nothing. Like, no black meetups, no where the black people meet at. Like, and I was telling my friend, I was like, yo, it's black people here, but it's such a, like, financially, if somebody was to come in here and like do some goddamn R&B brunches, some black African festivals and shit, they probably could break up because there's no real black culture here.
Wow, because I would say between you and Love is Blind, I know there are black people out there.
Yeah. This is, I mean, we out here, and they all kind of keep us in. You all, you know, you grow up in the same area of all like Northeast Portland, or like the South Side of like Washington or like Tacoma. So we all, so when I say I grew up with black people, I did grow up with black people, because we kind of all in the same area. Of course, you know, fucking probably redlining issues, but it's no real, just events out here. Like, I don't know. And that's why I just was thinking, like, I'm so grateful to be in Baltimore because I don't want to have to fucking go to October German Fest every damn day of my life.
Yo, I want to go to October. We have an Oktoberfest out here in Helen, Georgia. I want to go so bad. I'm going next year.
Baltimore has one too, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, they have Oktoberfest. They have a Renaissance Fest and shit. They got a lot of white shit too, but they got a lot of black shit. And I just think out here, they don't really got a lot of black shit. And I be wishing, like, how I'm not even a party organizer, but I wish I could figure out a way to make money out of here. Cause I would do that shit for sure. Cause I know there's some dollars out here. A damn R&B bingo or some shit.
R&B bingo. Are the
I
kids
don't
really playing
know.
bingo like that?
But
I've been
first
seeing
of
stuff
all,
like that on TikTok.
beats and what's that? Beats and bingo in Baltimore is lit. It's
Why are y'all
lit.
playing bingo?
It's lit, but it's musical bingo. So it's like he'll play songs, and then if you have the song, you mark your board or whatever. So like
Okay,
it's lit. Like I
that
went
sounds
one
fun.
time and it was so much fun. Like we had a blast. So sometimes it'd be hard to tell getting them tickets, but it's like that. I wish there were certain things like that happening over here on the West Coast because I know they would make a killing. I know they would to fucking pander to the not pander, but to support or provide something for just the black community out here. I think it would do good, but child.
Is you about it?
I don't think I'm bad about it. I got enough on my damn plate already.
That's fair.
The last thing I need is to become a damn party promoter. I don't know what the hell how I even got on that topic. What the hell was I? My question we were talking about. I don't know either. I didn't want on a whole damn rant. I thought we was talking about weekends and shit. Woo! It's time zone kicking my ass, but
I bet.
it's
So,
all
do you
right out
still have
here.
to work on East Coast time? Yeah.
Yep. So when it's like 5 out here, I just wake up and just log on. Because it'll be 8 on Eastern. So I leave Friday though, so I'm sure this week will go by pretty fast. I'm leaving
Yeah.
Friday, and then so, but it's been nice though. Like I will say, like it's been nice to kind of like just be here. I know that my mom enjoys it. I know she enjoys like being home. The other day, like our like yesterday or the day before yesterday, I've been sick this whole week, so I was like my nose randomly started bleeding for some reason. And I was just coughing up a lung and everything. Like I was super sick. And my mom's ass, she gonna be over here praying over me. I said, girl, if you don't get your ass,
Now, how
if you don't hush
you
up, like she was like, I was just praying over you. I was just asking God if you release it out your. She was like, it just sounded so terrible. Like you was coughing up a lung. I was like, Mom, stop it. Like, stop it. Like, I don't know why my nose is bleeding, but I promise because I was blowing it so damn much, but she just was cracking me up. I was like, oh yeah, that's how you know, pleading the blood of Jesus out of me. Like, girl, mom, stop it. So it's been nice though. Like, I do realize that, like, one of my friends I have, he's like a family person to the core of him. And he's that type of family where family can just do you wrong and, like, he'll still show up for you. And I battle a lot with that, right? Like, and my family necessarily doesn't do me wrong, but also I'm very much a believer of, like, if you don't reach out to me, then why am I reaching out to you, right? But with him, he's just kind of like, it doesn't matter if it's family, you know, you show up for family. And like I was telling him one time, like for Mother's Day, he's like, what'd you get your mom for Mother's Day? And I was like, I didn't get her anything. And he just was like, why not? And I just was like, I mean, we never really do that. Like, I never really get her anything. And she, I don't know, like that's just not how we kind of roll. And she just was like, well, just, you know, he's like, just because you don't do it or she doesn't ask doesn't mean she won't appreciate it. And I'm like, you know what? You know, you're right, you know? So I actually made an attempt and like got my mom like a Mother's Day gift. And I realized, I'm like, you know, even though she doesn't ask for anything and she doesn't mention it, and it just to me in my mind, I just thought maybe she just didn't care and all of that shit. Like, it's like, you know, I still could put forth that effort of actually getting a gift, you know? And even like, and even with like her birthday, I know her birthday every year. But I never fucking get her anything. So this year
Really?
I'm like, no, I never, because it's like I don't know. I just feel like we're not really like that. Like, I don't know. I think my siblings may shit get her something, but she's never really said anything or mentioned it or asked or like
Well,
made
wouldn't
a
it be
thing of
weird
it.
if
Like,
she asked, like, can you
no, but
get
I
me something for my
mean,
birthday this year?
well, no, my mom, she definitely would very much send her Amazon wish list. But it's like she's never brought anything to my attention. So I think for so long, I just never really thought it was a thing, right? Because it's like, again, my birthday, she doesn't give me anything. Like, does your mom buy you something for your birthday?
Yeah, usually like a gift card.
See, my mom doesn't buy me anything for my birthday. I don't get anything. I get a happy birthday. Like, I think last year, I think she didn't even, I had to call her. Like, so it's just never been a thing. And even though I realize that it's not a thing, I feel like my friend was right in the sense where it's like, yo, I still could put forth that effort of just, doing something. So I've been here because I know her birthday is right after mine in November. So I've been here looking like, what does she need? I mean, my mom's a fucking hoarder anyway, so it pretty much isn't much. But I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm a get her a new Carrig because hers, she broke hers. And I keep asking her, like, you want a new one? And she's just like, no. And then she also really likes that Usher perfume. I don't know if you've had, like, if you smelled that Usher perfume. It's called Femme. It's called Femme, but she's been spraying that shit all weekend. She probably got that out the trash. Who knows how she got that damn perfume,
Monica,
y'all.
please.
My mom is a, so my mom is a dumpster diver. Like, my mom is the type of person who, like, I think I've told the story before. So out here, they have this place called Bottle Drop. You could take cans and bottles and turn them in and you get cash for them. So you can get up to like $50, $60 just by bringing in like a
Damn.
bag. Yeah, no, you can get like a nice, bag for bringing in like a bag of cans and bottles. So that's my mom's like side hustle. Like she'll go like to dumpsters or she'll just walk around and just get like cans and stuff that people throw on the ground. And then she'll take them all down to the bottle drop place and get like, $50 for whatever the little bag is or whatever. So she does that like once a week, basically. That's her little thing. So sometimes she likes to go in the dumpster. She'll see like if people put like things out on the side of the road for like trash or something, she'll pick it up. She's been like that her whole life though.
Oh,
Like,
she's serious.
yeah, she'll pick it up, she'll bring it back in the house, she'll clean it off. Like, listen, there's been car seats, strollers, like, baby, ain't nothing a little bleach won't work and a little fix. So she's always been like that, just finding like, stuff in the trash. I think she found like a stand or something in the trash. Like, that's just what she likes to do. So I'm just like, okay. But yeah, so I don't know. So I feel like for myself, like I've been really in this, like, and I would have to say it's probably influenced by my friend too, of just being in this state of like trying to be a better family member,
Yeah. I had a phase where I was like feeling like, okay, there's family that I don't communicate with. Like I wanna be close to my family, have that bond. But some branches is just broken and it's just gonna be
See, and I don't
that
know, and I
way.
don't know. I really struggle with that, right? Because like I have family members too who like you can see the trauma oozing out of them. You know what I mean? Like anytime you talk to them, you deal with them, like you can feel that dark cloud. But I've been not praying, but I've been telling my siblings and my brothers of and my like my family of like, yo, but don't cast them out. You know what I mean? Like, I understand every time you talk to them, they can be exhausted, and they can be this, and I know you have to take boundaries. But at the end of the day, like, people need somebody, people need community. Like, I have a cousin who lives in Washington who is, I always tell my family, is like, yo, she's by herself. Like, she's literally by herself. Like, just imagine being somewhere, but like, you don't really have your family. And she didn't grow up by herself, but like, her mom, my mom's twin sister, ain't shit, never was a mom, never did
I know
anything
your
from
mom was
her.
a twin.
Never did anything from her. Like, but she bounced from house to house to house to house to house. Like, and never had that stability or that safeness as a kid, basically. Never feeling like she belongs. She don't know who her dad is. My aunt don't know who the fuck the dad is because she probably, got gay pussy up for some dope or some shit. Like, that's just how it goes. And I just feel like I am in a space where like I have my brothers and I have my sisters. And then on outside of that, I have my other sisters. So I'm not by myself. Like I have family, but it's like she don't got no siblings. She don't got no family. Like she don't got no parents. So it's like, how can everybody just like forget that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. And I will admit, sometimes it does feel weird, like, because, for example, most of my family is from my dad's side because he has a rack of siblings. So I have lots of cousins. but I didn't really like grow up with them. You know how a lot of people like grow up with their cousins, they be sharing beds and like, you
Yeah.
know, all summer. Like it wasn't like that for us. So I don't have that connection with them. And sometimes it's, I don't know, it's weird like to think that they are people that we share the same grandmother or the same, you know, further down the line, just same bloodline in some regard. And like, I probably couldn't point them out of the lineup, to be honest. But I could probably help them in other ways, or they could help me in other ways. Like, there's other ways that we could connect on just like a human level, but we don't have that bond, or I don't
See,
know.
yeah, I just think I don't know. I think people are just losing the art of family, like the like I don't know, the meaning or the art of science behind family is just getting fucking, it's just diminishing, like day
But
by
what do you
day, year by
do
year, like
when the people are toxic in your family? Like the conversation that you were having with like your brother and your sister about the people that you feel like you can't cast out, but you have to have boundaries. Like how do you balance that? Because I am at that point with some people in my family where I feel like, you know, I tried, but I gotta put myself and my family that I have created now first, and I'd rather not have your toxicity, toxic energy, negative energy in my space.
I think I'm in a different position though when it comes to my family. So I can't necessarily say I deal with toxicity. Is that right?
Toxicity.
Toxicity in like my family, right? So in my family, I'm kind of put on this pedestal. I don't know fucking why. I didn't ask to be on this fucking pedestal. I don't know why. But it's like Monica's up here, everybody's down here, but we don't want Monica to know the things that we're doing, you know what I mean? So like we're gonna do all of this stuff, but like don't tell Monica because we don't want her to judge, because you know Monica's opinion is golden, Monica's opinion is this. And at the end of the day, I'd be like, motherfuckers, I'd be having $7 in my bank account, like who the fuck opinion, like what opinion of mine matters, nigga? Like I ain't even pay my light bill this month, like what are we talking about? Like my opinion is not fucking golden, you know what I mean? Like why am I on this pedestal, right? But that's where my family places me, and that's just what it is, and I'm like whatever, right? So for me, I feel like when I deal, like I have a cousin who has me blocked, and to this day I have no fucking clue. Like she literally has me blocked on every platform, and I go and I when I see her in real life, it's hey chocolate chip, and I'm just kind of like huh, like
Maybe
what
it
did I
was a slip
do?
of the
Like
finger.
no, like it was intentional, because she has a story of when I was 12 when I was trying to take her boyfriend, and mind you, she's like 45, 50 now. I have no fucking clue, but
Girl, not when I was 12. Please find God.
word
That's why your
up.
mom was praying over you,
The
and you should
choking
have
coming in.
received the
I'm
prayer that
sorry.
she gave to you,
Yeah.
because you over
You know,
here about
hacking up
to.
a lung, and then my little damn niece and nephew took my damn water. Anyway, but she is like, you know, that's like, you know, brings a lot of toxic energy, but it's almost like it's shielded from me. It's like I don't see it, you know. And then who do things and people think, you know, oh my, you know, I don't know. But it's like, of course I fucking know. But again, it's shielded from me. I do completely understand of how talking to them, you know, can be exhausting, because I've talked to certain people and I listen to how every day it's drama, it's a story, and it makes me always question of like, damn, do you know what peace is? Like, have you ever experienced a day of peace? And it makes me realize how that some people function need chaos to function. They function in it, you know what I mean? They need it, and when peace is there, they are so unfamiliar with it and it's uncomfortable that they have to create chaos just to, you know, feel normal or whatever. But for me, I just feel like I don't want people to feel like they're on an island. You know what I mean? So while I understand completely of setting boundaries, you know, setting boundaries and really sticking to those boundaries and doing not everything, but you know, helping, I don't know, just being there in some type of capacity. I think that's what you have to do, unless it's one of them type of relationships where it's like it's no turning back. You know what I mean? Like you done did some shit, it's we're done, it's out of here, like some crazy shit, and you can't turn back and you can't forgive off of that, like some cousin Faith type shit where it's just unforgivable. But even then, in my mind, I'm like, it's cause could you have forgiven Cousin Faith?
I mean, I think I could be cordial with her, but we not hanging out. Like, the fact that I would not have harmed her, I think is enough. Like, I let you in my house. You know, that's number one. I'm being very nice to you, putting you up. And then you go and have sex with my man? Nah, fam. That's foul. Like, that is super
So
foul.
that's grounds for like never speaking to somebody again.
I'll speak, but we like I'll say hi.
But we not cousins, but are we
I mean,
cousins?
we I can't do anything. Science is we cousins,
Right, but I'm
but
saying cousins in the sense of like how we operate, how we act like towards each
nah.
other's. That's dead.
Yeah, no.
See, and again, in my mind, I'm like, Cousin Faith is I would have been able to forgive Cousin Faith. And I would have still, you know, tried my best to kind of be around her, but it would have been boundaries. It would have been like, no, bitch, you can't come into my personal space. No, you don't need to know. You can't be around my family, my man, you know, like my man and shit like that.
But at that point, like,
But I'll see you
why
at the
even
family
try
function.
to, yeah, I'll see you at a family function, but like, and I feel like that should be it. Like, why even try to make, like, these are the guidelines for our
You being
relationship.
in my life because that's how, but I think we do that with everybody, right? Like even in relationships, the people we date, there are guidelines, right? Like you need to pay these bills, you need to do this, you need to do this, this. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like we all have standards and expectations of the people we date, basically. Like I'm sure you wouldn't be with somebody who's just, you know, trying to play you like Boo Boo the Fool. So it's kind of like, I don't know. I think we have boundaries and shit with everybody else. And it makes a difference too, of like, again, people say it all the time. It's easier to forgive these men who are out here doing you wrong than to forgive your family or your friends and shit like that. And I
Nah,
just feel
Kenny would have
like,
got that smoke too, though. Like,
I just feel like we just need to hold a little bit more, I don't know, like effort into our lives. And I don't, and again, I'm not the greatest family member either, right? Because I've been out here for 2 weeks. And I have family in Washington, my cousin's in Washington. And at first, I did think about, hey, let me get a car and drive up there to see her. But then a part of me was just like, well, hell, she ain't driving down here to see me. You know what I mean? So it's like this balance of like, I have to not overextend myself. And why do I always have to be the one to like, you know, go above and beyond? Like, and I told my family even when I was out here, I've been in Baltimore for 10 years. My family came out to visit me one time when I graduated from college. My mom took a train from either Washington or Oregon all the way out to Baltimore. Super appreciated it. You know what I mean? But since then, nobody's ever made an effort to come see me. I got a whole ass house, been in my house about 6, 7 years, got a
they never
guest
seen your
room.
house?
No, like nobody comes to see me. Nobody's like, oh, let's go visit Monica. Oh, like nothing. Nobody comes to see me. So it's like, again, I'm always the one that has to come and make the effort. And I also realize that status, money, all of that shit matters. You know what I mean? I understand that people don't have the money or the means to do it, but I also think people don't have the care. And I just want us to just start having the care.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. I think sometimes we force relationships and things just because someone is family. And I don't think that's right. Like, you can be my cousin. We used to hang out all the time when we was young. But if we don't connect, if we don't vibe, if I don't really like you don't really like me, we don't gotta play. Like, we don't need to hang out. You know what I'm saying? Like, why force it and try to have a relationship? Why try to come see each other? I'm not saying I'm not shooting your family no bail. This is another example. Like, why try to find the time to come see me come see you, if we really don't like connect on that level just because we're related?
And I think that's fair. Like, I think that's fair because, again, like you said earlier, it's people who, you know, you didn't grow up with. So you don't know them. Like, I have people who I grew up with. Like, I think I have a cousin who lives in Atlanta. Never met her a day in my life. My mom talks to her all the time. You know what I mean? I just know she on her sexy red, ski ghetto shit. You know what I mean? She one of them girls. But never met her. Don't know anything, you know. But my mom talks to her all the time. But to me, I just feel like, That type of shit leaves so much room for like disconnection. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just imagine like going somewhere and running into somebody and being like, oh, you my family? Oh, we family? Oh, we ain't even know that. It's like we raising these kids and having these families who's ain't even gonna know they fucking family. Who gonna fuck around and sleep with their second, third cousin
Oh,
because they don't even know
Lord.
that they family. So I feel like there has to be some type of like, I don't know, bridging the closing the gap a little bit. And I also realized that like grandmas now are not the grandmas they used to be. You know what I mean? And I realize the parents now, I just realized parents and the mothers, fathers, they're not the same as they used to be because we have social media, because everybody still wants to be young, because everybody still wants to be fucking playing in a pool and people don't raise their kids and people, you know what I mean? Like kids ain't outside playing no more. Like kids is on devices all goddamn day. So it's a lot that is going into this disconnection. But I just always question like how we, or just we, me, you, anybody listening, can be the one to like close that gap a little bit, slow the growth down, or just care maybe.
Yeah, I think, but I think like you're speaking to something that's even like bigger than just like blood, because, and this is something that my doula was talking about when I was just before I was about to give birth. She was saying like, you know how that whole saying like it takes a village to raise a child, like literally back in the day, you know, you think about postpartum and all the things that come along with that, like moms did not have to worry about like their child being cared for after they gave birth and you're put on bed rest for a while, like because that village would come through and take care of the mother and take care of the child and the family to make sure they had everything that they needed. But now everyone's so siloed and we have these nuclear families where we don't have that village mindset anymore, where, you know, we're all just chipping in and taking care of each other. So I do think that there is value in kind of reaching out and building like your family, your village, but I don't think it necessarily has to be like the family that you were born into. Like, I do think I call it, some people out here like my chosen family. I do think you can choose family and create a village that way as well, but I do think like that's very important for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's all I've really been doing in Baltimore is creating my own little Baltimore village out there because I'm out there by myself. So I think that's been very important to me is to be out there and to be around people who, you know, I can say like are, you know, my, I don't really call people my family for real, but I can say I just call them my village. I don't really be, I'm not that. You know what I feel like I really learned about myself though? It's a sidebar. I feel like I seen an episode with Real Housewives of Atlanta and Marlo was upset that Candy didn't send her like flowers and all of this type of stuff. And Candy was just like, you know, I'm not really the sentimental friend. And I was like, bitch, that is me. Like, I am not the fucking sentimental friend either. Like, I'm not really like a, oh my God. We're family, we're best friends. I don't know. Like, I'm just not really like that either. So, just, I don't know. It's interesting. Neither here nor there. But
I'm
yes, you
glad
do
you
get
felt
to,
seen.
yeah, you do get to choose who your family is. But I just want to make sure that people who are your blood family, people know that so that everybody's not sleeping with each other.
I mean, that's what
And then we have a whole
ancestry is
bunch of,
for.
I don't even want to do that because then that means the government's going to have my DNA.
What do y'all think the government about to do with your raggedy ass spit? Like, please
They gonna
let me
find
know.
me if I commit a crime.
They was gonna find you anyway if you commit a crime.
I know, but now it's gonna be faster, and they might leak me to some charges or some
I
shit.
don't think that they could do all of that with the little bit of spit that you give them for them to do your DNA. I don't think that
I
they
don't
could do
think
that.
that's true though, because remember there was a serial killer in like LA who somebody in his family did a little ancestry little test, and then that DNA matched to the victim's DNA, and that's how they found out who the killer was.
This sound like a lie. Let me.
No, I swear. I don't make this stuff up. I swear, for real, it really was. Somebody did it. Somebody did the little DNA testing, and that's how they figure out. And then didn't like on Dexter. Dexter used to keep everybody's DNA. Remember, he used to keep the little vials of blood and stuff.
We never
You didn't get into Dexter.
No. Is it
Oh
really
man.
good? Is it gory?
Yeah.
Is it gory though? Like, I don't do like blood and stuff.
Nah, it's not like gory like that. Like it's more like a it's not like a fucking they ripping each other's heads off and stuff like that. I wouldn't say it's gory. I mean, you just have sometimes or he'll just kill people, but he doesn't really it's no different than what you see on like a Law and Order or like
Oh, okay. I can do that then.
like a regular TV show where they're killing and you see some blood splatter and then fucking that's it. So yeah. But it's actually good. It's good if it's a rainy day to watch it. It's a good binge worthy show. But yeah, I just don't want us to continue to just, I don't know, down the cycle. And my family really wasn't interested in hearing it
Do you know somebody
yesterday.
that has
But
sex with their cousin? Like, if that's your
no.
only argument, I will also be like, okay, girl. Like,
No, I don't know anybody who's had sex with their cousin, but I just imagine that later down the line people will because people don't know their history. People don't even know where they came from. You know what I mean? Like we could be fucking kings and queens out here. My goddamn great 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 grandfather could be a fucking a pharaoh in Egypt
I mean, we'll never know
with
just because
Jacob.
they
I'm
is
serious.
this you so now you just taking it all the way to the Bible.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, we need to know this stuff, and I just think we need to care. I just feel like we'd be so disconnected and worried about other shit that we need to just care a little bit more. And I don't know how I'm going to be able to show that because I live all the way on the side of the world. But I will say, just in regards to like my one cousin, like, whenever she calls, I call her to check on her. She calls and checks on me. You know, I'll talk to her kids and stuff like that because I just feel like she's just by herself. Like growing up, she was never by herself. Even though she was an only child and she was bouncing from everywhere, like we literally had that type of growing up where like we slept in the same bed. We all fucking was always at my mom's house. Like, you know, like we have those type of stories of us all being together in the living room, all having those type of memories, all being around each other. Like that's the type of upbringing I had growing up where all of us kids was always together. So for us to all get older and then every my mom move away, her mom move away, and I mean her mom ain't worth a damn, but like, you know, her mom to move, my mom to move, my older brothers, he's always been in jail, and then my siblings to move too. She's really only left with like two cousins up there who, you know, we all grew up with, but I don't even think she really has a relationship or talks to them. And sometimes it just be, you know, I don't know, I just be a little bit sad for her because I just feel like she'd be by herself.
Does she not have friends?
She got two kids. And I mean, she has like friends, but I like I wouldn't say she has like friends.
What?
Like, I think she has like a best friend, but I don't think like they're not the type of people where they're just like, oh girl, let's go to brunch, or girl, let's go to this event, let's
Okay.
do that, like let's do that. Like I don't think she has that type of life. So you know they'll do stuff. Like I know she had went to LA recently and I was just so happy to see her in LA. Like, you know, she had went to the Insecure building and she was sending me pictures of her being there in Disneyland or Disney World, whatever the hell it was, and I was just so happy to see that for her. You know what I mean? To see her like enjoying life, to see her outside, to see her doing shit, because I just be wondering if she feels lonely or feels isolated or feel by herself. But then again, I'm in Baltimore by my fucking self.
That's why I was wondering, like,
So I'm
you
like,
are. So, do you feel sad for
you
you?
know, I don't feel sad for me because I feel like I live a good life and I feel like I'm very grateful and I have the means to get the fuck up and come see my mom. You know what I mean? Like, and I have the job. So I don't necessarily feel sad for me. And because I have siblings, you know what I mean? I don't know, like
Okay, she don't have no
siblings
siblings.
really make a difference. Like I know that sounds crazy, but like
No.
having siblings like really makes the fucking difference. Like, could you just imagine not having them? Like, it's just crazy to me. Like, I feel like even though like, you know, I may
Water.
not talk to my even though like I don't talk to my sib I talk to my sister probably like all the time because we have a Snapchat. I talk to my I mean a family group chat. I talk to my brother, like, you know, when I talk to him. But it's still like I have siblings. You know what I mean? So like I'm never really gonna be going through anything alone, like because I'm always gonna have like them to talk to and I'm just gonna always have them. And she just doesn't have that, you know? And I think she grew up having that. So I don't know. Like I'm grateful that I have siblings on both sides and I have people who sorry if it's rough, I'm trying to find me a cough drop, who I can, you know, talk to and lean on and just have that community, that family essence with. But for the ones who don't have it, or just for the relationships that are just rocky. I don't know. By all means, if it's, I feel like if you have a rocky relationship and it's fixable, fix it.
don't
If
want to
it's
fix
something,
it. I'm tired of fixing.
yeah, I mean, and you may not want to fix it, but I don't know. I just think people should just care more. We're just, we're not an island. You need people, but you also have other siblings.
Yes,
Not
so
that,
many.
not that, your issue was with a sibling, but you have other siblings, you have other family and stuff like that. So, I had to do a disclaimer.
Don't
The ops
disclaimer
be
needed.
watching. But I don't know. I just don't want us to get away from Big Mama's dreams. You know what I mean? We gotta stay focused on what Big Mama's dreams are, y'all. Like, don't reach out. Call and reach out to somebody. Just hey, that's it. You know what I mean? That's it. Hey.
I do think that there's value in that. Like when somebody crosses your mind, just to like send them a note. Like I think about people all the time, but then I forget about, like I think about them like, oh, I hope they well. And then like the
Yeah.
thought passes and then like weeks and weeks and weeks and months go by and I'm like, dang, I hope they're well. So I'm trying to get in the habit when somebody crosses my mind to just like send them a quick text, like not even something that they need to respond to. Just like, hey, hope you're doing well. I thought about you, blah, done. You know, because even that just goes a long way, like makes people feel comfortable that, like, okay, I could reach out to such and such if
Yeah, or
ever.
like somebody gives a damn, and I'm the same like you. Last week, or no, not last week, 2 days ago, I thought to myself, I was like, damn, I need to reach out to my friend and just make sure, his dad is doing okay, blah blah blah. You know what text I got this morning?
No, don't. Yeah, I do. He
Yeah,
passed.
and yes, and it was just like, fuck. I literally just thought to myself, like yesterday, the day before, like, oh, I need to, but because I was moving and grooving at the birthday party, I ain't get a chance to, reach out. And that's the first text he texted me. First thing off my mind, open my eyes this morning. That's the first thing he texted me. Like, with a heavy heart, I have to regret, I regret saying that my father, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, fuck. And that's all I'm saying. Like, man, life is hard out here. Like, life is hard. People need community. Like, and we just gotta give a damn and try a little bit. I ain't saying we gotta be the best family member, but fuck, just at least get on the spectrum. Just at least get on the intel of fucking them having your number, maybe.
Yeah. But also, like, don't think it all has to fall on you. Like, 'cause
No.
I do think that some people are already burdened enough and they will take on the burden of, okay, I gotta be like the fixer, I am the generational curse breaker. Like, and you could be all of that, but you can't be it all the time for everybody.
You
Like,
can't. And no, and you can, and you shouldn't have to be. And I think I had this conversation with, like I said, with my family before. And my mom yesterday was just kind of like, well, they don't really reach out to us. They don't really say this and say that. And I'm just like, in my mind, I'm like, well, so? But at the same point, they got a point. Like,
yeah.
damn, I can't be the only one caring about us. I can't be carrying the whole fucking team. At some point, you're gonna have to, respond back or give a damn or initiate something too, but until then,
Until then, she's gonna
oh,
cough her lung
sorry.
out.
Until then, I know I'm gonna be here dying, but I'm on the mend, y'all. I'm on the up and up. I
It do not
am.
sound like you want
I am, because it was way worse.
That's
It was way
sad.
worse last week and this week. I'm telling you, I was on the lance of dying. I was like, woo. But I feel like it's when I'm inside, I feel like, I don't know, I just be choking. But then when I go outside, my nose ain't stuffy, I ain't coughing, like none of that shit.
And you sure
So
it's not allergies? Well, I guess it's not allergies
yeah, I don't know, 'cause I ain't never really had allergies, but I had my mom go to the store and give me some medicine. But enjoy how my mom go to the store with my money, you guys. My money. So she gonna come back with some goddamn Tussin. I said, Mom, what is this? She was like, I was not paying for that medicine. It was like $14.99. I was not paying for that. That was just too expensive. I was like, so how much was this? I looked at the receipt. It was like $3.49 for a bottle of Tussin. And she was like, well, it do the same thing. I was just like, oh Lord. I was like, but how you gonna be cheap with my money? Like,
real. Easy.
don't know what I have, but yes, I'm on the up and up. I'm getting better. I was just sleeping a couple all days, but that doesn't change the point. You guys, my whole point is just be family, even if it's chosen, even if it's
Blood.
by biologically designed, just give a damn a little. Just try. Just show up the best that you can, and that, where showing up doesn't disregard, whatever it is you may feel. And if they're toxic, you don't gotta deal with them. If you have boundaries and set for them, they can abide by them. And you can do all of that shit and still care. Like, I don't know. So that's my little spiel that I had today about family, since I'm over here in this family world, and I'm actually coming back for Thanksgiving, I think.
Oh,
Ain't that something?
really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I don't know. Usually I don't be trying to come back, but I have to actually go to Salt Lake in November. So I was just thinking, like, damn, I might as well just come here for Thanksgiving and then just leave here to go to Salt Lake.
So you about to be gone for another like 3 weeks because your birthday trip right before that. Well, you got
I
some
know.
time in between that
I got like a
Thanksgiving and your
week.
birthday.
Yeah, I got like a week, but I gotta go back to I gotta my birthday trip, and then I got the Black Girls Vote
Oh, the ball.
ball. Yeah, which I don't know what I'm wearing. I don't know. I need to get that together. But October is my month of getting shit together. My mind right now is just, I can't focus on anything but being here. I'm serious. Like, everybody keeps asking me, like, what are we doing in October? What are we doing this? Why are we doing this? Like,
Oh,
yeah, I
your
don't got the
group,
answers.
your
Everybody, yeah, like my girls group, my friends, everybody who's coming down to the,
homecoming.
like, nah, not homecoming, to the my birthday in Curacao.
Oh,
They asking me, like, what's the plan? What's this? I'm like, I don't know. I just
y'all
got
need
to
the
get through this week.
itinerary. That's
Nah, so Chrissy, I mean, the travel agent is actually gonna make the itinerary. I
okay.
really don't care what we do. Only thing I want to do is actually on my birthday, I want to do a catamaran and then just go out to dinner. That's all I want to do, for real, for real. And then there's like a beach club I might want to hit, but I don't want to overload people, because I want people to be able to experience Curacao as they wish, or do as little as they want. If they don't want to go sightseeing, they can stay on. I want people to just kind of have free range over it. But nonetheless, I'm excited to go. And Curacao's one of my favorite islands. And then I just got like a lot of busy weeks. I got homecoming coming up, so I'm trying to figure out my outfit for that. Don't know what I'm trying to give, for real, for real. But yeah, I got homecoming. Then I got my friend's baby shower. I gotta get my hair done. I gotta change my nails to be homecoming theme. Like, it's a lot. I gotta get my hair done. Like, it's a lot over here. So I'm just trying to just be present in this moment and not think about the 17,000 things I gotta
Okay.
do in addition to my vending machines, who I pretty much have just abandoned since I've been here.
Oh
So
yeah, they'll be there.
yeah, no, I've and you know what I had to do, y'all? Like, I really had to set a boundary with my whole vending machine business. And I like took the email notifications for my vending machine business. I took it off of like notification alerts. So now, like, I don't get alerts when I have a new email. And it's just made me feel so much better. Like, I don't know why, like, if, like, it's like I check my email, but when I check it, I feel more so in control. But those notifications was just giving me fucking anxiety, because it was just like any moment they're gonna text me and complain about something. And I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So now I just check it when I feel like it. And I know probably this week they're gonna probably be emailing me, like, hey, we need a refill. So then I'm gonna just tell them I'm sick, and I'll be there next week to do it. And I'll be there in October. And then,
That'll be
yeah.
that.
That'll be that, but definitely, like, you gotta set boundaries with business too, because when I tell y'all, that shit gives like having a vending machine business, and when there is issues with your vending machine, they that location can literally act like it's the end of the fucking world, and you will just sit back and be like, baby, you are not going in on me for a Sprite and a bag of chips. Is this what we're doing today? Is this what we're doing today? And it's what they want to do. So, gratefully, the machine's been fixed. It's not been leaking. It was leaking for a couple weeks. So all seems to be going well. At least they haven't hit me up, so
Look,
I guess all
we'll
seems to be
take it.
going well. Yeah, I'm gonna take it. But you coming to homecoming?
I don't think so. My friend asked me. I flirted with the idea, but I don't think so. I think that's when we're going to take our family photos, like holiday photos and stuff. So probably not.
Oh, look at y'all taking
Yeah.
family photos. What's you got the baby Halloween outfit?
I think she's gonna be a pumpkin.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, no, I first of all, I'm a rebel and I'm trying not to be a rebel anymore. But somebody asked me, I was like, no, I don't want to be a pumpkin. But then our baby shower theme, both of our baby showers was theme, a little pumpkin's on the way.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, not a
Oh yeah,
pumpkin
that
is
kind of would make sense.
here.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That kind of would make sense. That
But
would
she
make
might
sense.
have two costumes,
Y'all
like
dressing up too?
a little bit. I'm going to Dave Chappelle that night. So I'll be leaving here like 7:30, but we're gonna pass out candy. So I think I'm gonna dress. I think I'm gonna just go Dave Chappelle dressed up. I mean, why not, right?
I'm gonna go as a pumpkin.
No, I don't think I'll be a pumpkin. I don't know. I don't know what I'll be, but I
It
think we'll
gotta
dress
be
up.
in theme with her.
Why?
So y'all could be a cohesive family.
Yeah, but I think I don't know. I have to look and
Be
see
like
what
a
we're going to
branch.
do. Or Scarecrow, right?
Oh yeah, that would be good. Or a scarecrow. He could be a tin man.
Oh, wait. By the Wiz.
I
Oh,
don't
she
know.
could be like Dorothy, though. I don't know. I gotta think about it because I feel like there could be two opportunities to dress up because sometimes if they do like little events for Halloween, it's like usually on the weekends. So I don't know. We gotta see. But yeah, I like gotta get all that together. Gotta get our photo shoot stuff together. I've been trying to find like a photo studio and find our outfits and all of that stuff. And then I want to get her like some solo pictures. So, yeah.
Looks like we got a lot on our plate. One of us is does not have any. It's all about me. And one of us is actually thinking of somebody else.
I know. I'll be trying to fit myself in there, like. I got my hair done and I felt proud.
Anyway, all right. Well, that's all the hell I had to say today about today, y'all. Everybody, just be better. I can't hear you. Are you talking?
Yeah, I
No.
was talking. I
Oh.
would say, here you go with that, with your respectability politics, talking about be better.
Yes. Fix it, Jesus. Anyway, let's close. Let's take this out.
So, well, I feel like I know what you need. But Monica, when we think about chicken, sex, and degrees, what do you need?
Oh, you know what I need? I need to lose some weight. So I need to be like, I need some nourishment, but like not like I don't know. Sometimes I feel like when I eat certain things, it just makes me feel heavy and fat and bloated. And I don't really know if I'm just like bloated because I'd be like, damn, can I be bloated every day? But then I'm just now realizing that I'm just legit fucking fat. Like you just cannot be bloated every day. You just at some point you're gonna have to be honest and just be like, I'm fucking fat, right?
First of all, you
So
absolutely can be bloated every day. Like you literally can, depend on what you eat.
yeah, so I don't. I've been just eating like I haven't really been eating trash, but it just isn't the best. But I also need to just like really get my eating and shit together, like and my workout shit. When I was in COVID, when it was, I mean, before COVID, and we was going into the office, I was so like, I had such a routine down. Like I had my food down. I was working out all the time, and I just feel like now I'm just getting into these pockets where it's just a struggle, or it's just like I don't be feeling like do it. Like I went since I've been here. I've been to the gym one time out here, and the only reason why I haven't gone to the gym more is because I'm not driving, and my mom doesn't have a car. So in order for me to go to the gym, I have to take the bus to the gym. And then walk like 2 or 3 blocks, and then I have to walk another 2, 3 blocks to get back on the bus to come back. Like it's just a fucking whole production. It takes me like 2 hours just to get to the gym. So I just went over here like, well, damn, let me just keep my ass in the fucking house. But
Yeah, I would rather be fat than do all of that.
see, so I just feel like I gotta really get back on my shit. Like I've been thinking about like, yo, I really gotta get back on eating right. I've been seeing Meg Thee Stallion, you know, popping ass and her working out videos and stuff, and I'm just like,
Look good.
she do, she look a fucking amazing just seeing the food she eats. And I'm like, I just really gotta start giving a damn again, because man, before COVID, y'all, I used to be on it. Now with when COVID hit, I just spent 2, 3 years of just being lazy, just being fucking lazy. And I just feel like I'm just over being fat. Like this really my last winter being fat, for real, for real. Like, next
Yeah.
year, it's over for you hoes, okay? Next year, I ain't gonna be fat no more. But yeah, so needless to say, I need some chicken. I need some degrees because I just need to be eating better. But it's hard because my mom is not the, she just made fucking fried chicken. So I
And you
woke up
love
this
your mama
morning.
fried chicken.
I know, I do. Like, you know how Marty used to love his mama's biscuits? I love my mom's fried chicken. So I've been over here eating fried chicken and ranch and shit. Like, I did eat some cereal this morning. I don't, what's that? At least it was organic, right? And I had my little lactose milk. I'm not even lactose intolerant. I just be drinking that milk because I be drinking it. And I had a piece of watermelon today, but it's still just like, ugh, Monica. And then I had like four cookies. It's just hard. So I'm trying to get my shit together, but I know when I get back home, I'm gonna tighten up. I'm gonna try to go to the gym maybe one more time out here. I might take a Uber. It'll be like $12, which is expensive as hell, but maybe I'll take a Uber there and then take a Uber and then catch the bus back or some shit. But yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to, tighten it back up because it's real sloppy. The
Here,
body's still
here.
bodying though, but it's just bodying with some extra Y's on it.
Well, see, well, that's nice because at least you have like a good shape. Like that saves a lot of people. I don't have like I'm not shaped well, but that doesn't sound good. But I
No,
don't
I think
have like an
you're just
hourglass
skinny. Yeah,
figure.
no. Yeah, you're just slim.
I don't think I'm slim. I just don't have like I'm just not curvy. Like I don't have like an hourglass figure, but I wouldn't call myself slim. I'm just
Yeah, I would
like
say you're slim or petite. Like, I don't really think.
straight up and down.
Yeah.
So with my extra weight, it just looks like not great.
Yeah, it's hard out here, but we're just gonna be gentle on ourselves because I'm just trying to look good naked. Like, I'm not even in a relationship, but I just imagine when I get back into my relationship, a relationship,
I will
you
say,
know. No, not shit, me.
none of them.
Not none of them. I just wanna keep it tight so I could be out here serving these bodies and shit, but I just gotta get the motivation. I don't know. It's like COVID hit. It's rough. And
It'd
I've
be
been thinking
hard.
about It is. I've been thinking about switch, and I love Orange Theory, but I also realize that Orange Theory doesn't necessarily challenge me as much. Like, it is a challenge, and I do be tired as fuck. But I just feel like the workouts. I don't know. I feel like it's just the workouts be very limited. Like that's my issue with them. It just be a very limited type of workout. Like the weights only go up to a certain amount. Like, and I have my Saturday class that I go to in Holmes Mills, so I've been thinking like, okay, I really need to get back on my shit and fucking hit them to make sure I'm hitting them Saturday classes every Saturday. That's what I really need to do, so I at least get
It's like a
something.
boot camp.
Yeah, it's like a boot camp. It's like a HIIT boot camp class, but it just be like a lot of weights, pushing sleds, lifting up, doing dumbbells, like just hardcore fucking type of working out. And I know that's my body responds better to that, versus like Orange Theory. Because Orange Theory is, you do 30 minutes on the tread or like 30 minutes on the rower, and then you'll go do like weights, but they'll be like 5, 10, 15, which still be tiring. I still be sore, but it just don't hit the same as like the other classes hit. Them other classes, I'd be tired. I'd be fucking crawling out that bitch and sore for like 17 days. So I just gotta get back together. But this turned into a whole little rant. In the realm of chicken sex degrees, what do you need?
I want some sex. Like, I mean, real sex is always nice, but I'm not deprived there. But just like, I just want to relax and not like do anything or use my brain. Like, I just feel like my brain is constantly in go mode, and I just want to a chill mode. That's it.
Okay. Some pleasure of doing nothing. The pleasure of doing nothing. The pleasure of nothing.
The pleasure of nothing, more about
Yes.
nothing.
All right. I was just thinking that. Wale, shout out to Wale. Happy birthday, even though he's never listening to this.
Wait, is it
Still
his
was his
birthday for
birthday.
real?
I think it was yesterday.
Okay, I know he's a Libra, but wow.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. But yeah, that's me. You see where I'm at in the bed. So yeah, I feel you. The pleasure of doing nothing. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, hopefully everybody out there finds has their chicken sex degrees met this week.
And now it's time for
The last bite for you.
yes, we need that part.
The only thing, I don't know who you wanted this year.
This year.
I mean, today.
Yeah, I
I
could
got
take
one
the
thing to
last bite.
say, but
Well, we got what you got to say.
I just want to say, it's been 7 years since Shorty Low died, y'all. And ain't that fucking crazy?
Has it been 7 years?
It's been 7 years. Like, that really blows my mind. I did. That's like, what? Really? It's been really 7 years since he's passed away. And they did that ghetto funeral, driving him through the strip club, had the strippers there with his body, or I think was his body there or some shit. A
Girl, was
mess.
it Blue Flame?
Yeah, just a
Why do you
mess,
remember
y'all.
all of this?
I seen it on Instagram. Somebody had said it was his anniversary or some shit, and they had picked a picture of him, and I just was like, he wasn't really like an attractive man, and his skin looked like leather. But I just can't believe it's been 7 years. You know, done it all, done it all.
Yeah, dang,
Oh,
time be flying.
doesn't it? Like, time flies when you're alive and when you're dead.
We're the ones. I don't even want to do it. I'm not doing it. Cool. Well, my last bite is definitely cherish every day, okay? Because clearly time is moving fast, and people will remember you when you're gone, but they'd rather just enjoy you while you're here. So,
Okay. Three snaps. Done it all. Done it all.
yeah, shout out
These
to Shorty Low.
bras, then fuck them all. These bitches. That's it. All right, y'all. Thank you guys for listening to us. This has been another weekend report of Monica Makita. Makita and Monica coming live from the stage.
Live from the trap.
From the trap. We thank you guys for listening to us.
Yeah, y'all, we appreciate it. Thank you for rocking with us. You can keep up with us on the internet, at Chicken Sex Degrees. No, I know eating chicken on Twitter and also on Instagram at Chicken Sex Degrees. Hit up our website, www.chickensexdegrees.com. Purchase some merch. It is sweater season, it is hoodie season. We got them hoodies for you, fam. Also, just hit us up if there's anything you want to hear us discuss or have any cool recommendations for us. We're here to listen. I'm Akita.
Monica.
Monica's about to cough, y'all. All right,
Yeah,
bye.
sorry. Bye.